We begin the season of Lent, and this is a time where, like Jesus fasting for 40 days in the wilderness, we enter into this time of purification, of fasting and prayer and almsgiving, as I talked about on Wednesday. When we look at these things, we look at how God wants to draw us into deeper relationship with Him, that we may know Him. We hear in the second reading today about an image of how Noah was building the ark, and he went through those 40 days with the rain coming down, and this prefigures baptism. St. John Paul II put it this way about baptism. He says, "Do you wish to receive baptism?" When you ask that question, it's the same question as saying, "Do you wish to become holy?" Every single one of us is called to holiness because we are called by our baptism to this deep, intimate relationship with Almighty God. No one is excused. No one can say, "Well, you know, I'm called to be mediocre." No. We're all called to holiness. We're all called to life in Christ. We're all called to grow deeper into His heart. And so when we look at Jesus today, His call is to repentance and believing in the good news, the gospel. He says, "Repent." Now, a lot of times we get confused about repentance. Sometimes we think repentance means that we feel bad about our sins. And that's part of it. That's what we call, in the technical terminology, contrition, a sorrow for our sins. But repentance is more than simply sorrow. Repentance is a change of life. It's, "I'm heading this way towards sin." All of you? No, just kidding. "And I'm going to turn around and head this way towards grace." The choir is really happy about that. That I'm turning from sin, I'm changing my life. There's a direction change, that we need to go in a different direction. Jesus shows us today how He calls us to repentance, to a new life, that what we are holding on to then needs to be let go of so we can open our hands to receive His love. Sometimes we love our sins, though. Sometimes we're hoping more to be like a winner of a lottery than actually a working person. What do I mean by that? Well, we want, like when we buy a lottery ticket, to suddenly become rich. We want Almighty God to take away all of our bad desires so that we can just be happy and not have to work at it. But the reality is, most of the time, we have to look at our sins, our desires, and say, which are the disordered desires, I should say, and say, "I don't want this as much as I want it. I'm going to say no to it. Push myself away from that. Oh, that's so tempting. Oh." There was a point around Christmas time this year that I started to get something in my stomach. I don't really know what it was. I wasn't feeling sick as such, but I'll tell you, I didn't even want to eat any of the beautiful and wonderful sugary snacks that had been given to us over the Christmas season. It was an amazing point in my life. For 2 weeks, I wasn't tempted in the least. And for those of you who know me, you know that I don't have a sweet tooth, but I have 32 sweet teeth. And for me not to be tempted by this is an amazing thing. But the thing was, now that's all gone to the wayside. Now it's the usual fight that I have. But in any case, during that time, it wasn't meritorious at all for me to say no when somebody said, "Would you like this?" Nope, not the least bit interested. But most of the time, God wants us to work, to fight against these, because that's where we grow in our spiritual strength. As much as we might want the desires just to disappear. So what does this mean? It means we need to break from all our attachments to sin. saying no to them, choosing life, not death. I forget which saint it is. I think it might be St. Francis de Sales, but it might be St. Alphonsus Liguori or someone else, so please don't quote me on this. But he talks about this image, this analogy of a man who loved pears very much. And he loved to eat pears, and it brought him so much happiness. And one day, as he was feeling sick, he went to the doctor, and the doctor says, "You're allergic to pears, and if you eat any more pears, they will kill you." So the man, knowing that he didn't want to die from eating pears, he stopped eating pears. But whenever he'd pass a fruit stand, he'd stop and gaze on the pears. He'd pick them up and, oh, feel the wonderful texture. He'd smell the beautiful aroma of the pears. Oh, and he would long, and the water would be dripping out of his mouth. Oh, how wonderful those pears would be if only it wasn't death for me. And that's how we act sometimes towards sin. Oh, I know this is sinful, but please, oh, would that I could. And we're not really breaking from the sin because we gaze upon it and we long for it as much as we know that if we sin, that's death for us. And God is saying, that's a dangerous place to be. We need rather to break away from those attachments to sin. That those are, after all, the deepest temptations, where we like and love our sins. And Jesus is asking us, especially during this Lenten season, turn away, break free. I'll tell you, those things in my life where I have been attached to sin and then I finally was set free from them, there is so much joy. There's a freedom in life when you are able to get rid of these things. And as much as we say, oh, like St. Augustine, oh Lord, give me chastity and continence, but not yet. As we hold on to these things and we find ourselves not wanting to break from them, we find out how tethered and entombed we are. And the Lord asks us, will you give up your sin? Even those small sins which you choose voluntarily, even the smallest of voluntary sins hurts our relationship with Almighty God, and it wounds our souls. It's like, for instance, if we were to have a pin in our hands and to continually scratch Jesus. It's not the lashes, but they still hurt him. And it hurts our relationship and it wounds our souls. Sisters and brothers, we need to break away. And this is the greatest opportunity. Let us call on Almighty God. Let us ask that He pour out His blood upon us, that He wash us clean, that He break us from these addictions, from these temptations, from these attachments to our sin, that we may have a change in our desire, that instead of heading this way, we may choose to turn around and head this way, into the heart of Almighty God.